Welcome back to TRE in the afternoon with me, Hannah Murray, live from the Sunborn in Gibraltar. With us here now is Tito Viejo, who's a Gibraltar historian and ex-sergeant in the Gibraltar Regiment. How are you, Tito?
Hi, fine. And you?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's so lovely to meet you. I've heard lots of good things about you.
Have you?
Mm. Yes. You're the man on Gibraltar, apparently.
Well, so they say.
So have you lived here your whole life?
Born and bred in Gibraltar, yes.
Wow. You must have seen a lot of things over the years.
In fact, I have, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not that young anymore. And, you know, we're going to talk about Christmas in Gibraltar, aren't we? Well, remember, we have something here which is like a division, and I'm going back in time when they closed the border, right?
Yeah.
Because before they closed the border, Gibraltar was different as with regards to Christmas celebrations and all that, because of the Spanish influence, you see. And many of these customs have died. That closure of the border did away with a lot of things. We were more Anglified, if you know what I mean. I remember as a kid, I used to speak to Spanish friends and they didn't know who Father Christmas was. In Spain, it's the Three Kings.
Yeah.
You see? And I remember that in Gibraltar, because we have both cultures, we used to get our presents on the 25th of December, Christmas, you know, Christmas Eve. And some presents were kept apart for the Three Kings.
Ah, so you get two Christmases.
Yes. That was the good thing about being in Gibraltar. You had the best of both worlds, you see?
Yeah.
And we used to have what they call comparsas. Comparsas are groups of... in those days, we have lots of patios in Gibraltar and families, and they used to get together, and they used to go from patio to patio singing carols, English, Spanish ones, you know. And we had the traditional instruments, which you don't see in UK, and those are the tambourines, the sonajas, which was a bit of stick with big, you know, the ends of tin cans. You would nail them to the pole and rattle it about. It's like a rattle, you know.
Yeah.
We also had the zambomba, which is an instrument which you find in Spain. It's made like a big earthenware pot with skin and a reed, and you rub the reed and it makes like a bass sound, boom, 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 like that, you know. That is something that disappeared in Gibraltar, but you can still find them in Spain. I remember as a kid we went to UK to spend Christmas with my granny, because my mother's English.
Yeah.
And we went to spend a Christmas in UK, and in those days there were no airplanes. We used to go by sea, 4 days that way and 4 days back. And I remember we carried one of these big zambombas with us to celebrate Christmas in England. And in the Bay of Biscay we had a big tempest, as usual. The Bay of Biscay is always very turbulent, and the zambomba broke. So my mother threw it overboard. So the zambomba and the base of the Bay of Biscay the bottom. So that was the end of that zambomba. But that is something that we really miss in Gibraltar. The groups. There was a beautiful one in Catalan Bay with mandolins and guitars and everybody singing. But I mean, a group of about 30 people. You know, it wasn't just two or three. There were big groups, and they would go around the streets singing and going from house to house and having a drink. And by the end of the night, you were really, you know, you know which end of the guitar you were going to play.
Oh, brilliant. You miss those times.
Yes,
though,
I do. The other custom is at New Year's Eve, after the 12 bells time, lots of people throw things out of the window. So I recommend anybody in Gibraltar who's going out after midnight, be careful, because you might have a pot landing on your head.
Things would they throw out of the window then?
Old things.
Things they're just getting rid of.
It's a tradition. Let's throw the old things, because good things and new things are going to come in.
I see.
And it was something, you know, of good luck. So be careful. Another tradition is growing corn. A lot of people, in a couple of weeks' time before Christmas, they will have a little bowl with corn in it, with water in it, and it'll sprout.
And sweet corn?
Yeah, no, corn, barley.
Ah, okay, you know? Right. Yeah.
And it grows to about 6 or 7 inches tall.
Yeah.
And again, it's a custom to throw it out the window on New Year's Eve.
If it's grown,
it's a good sign that you're going to have a nice year ahead. You see? Those little customs that we still have. So, you know, be warned. If you're walking around after a party, after midnight, look up in case you land something on your head.
Yeah. So, are these traditions that used to happen, or there were?
No, they still happen. Many households still, you know, practice that. Grandmothers and people like that are still practicing those things. And I mean, the young today, they just go out and to parties and New Year's Eve balls and Christmas balls and things like that, you see.
Yeah.
But in Gibraltar, usually Christmas Eve is a family thing. Everybody unites. In fact, we plan ahead. In my case, for example, I've got four children, all grown up, and we plan on, you know, I'm going to have the mess in my house one day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is your house, and the next day is his house. And,
yeah.
and we spend about 7 days going from house to house to house, you know, and that's how it is until from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve. It's a different house for everybody.
Ah, so every day you're
Yes,
you're
every day
together.
Is a different house, yes. So by the
That's
end
That's a lot of food and drink.
And a lot of dieting afterwards.
Yeah, I bet. So when do you do the... Do you still have two Christmases here,
yes,
really?
Yes, yes, we do.
Oh, how
and
lovely.
We have the Three Kings Cavalcade. We didn't have it last year because of the COVID.
Yeah.
And we do have it every year. We have the Three Kings Cavalcade, and it's one of the best around the area because a lot of people from Spain come to see the one we do here.
Really?
Yes. One time when we had the ferry, we used to bring camels across, real camels for the Three Kings. And you know, once upon a time, I remember in school we used to do the nativity play, and I was the blondest boy in the class with blue eyes, and I was the black king. How about that? Of all the people that had to choose me to be Balthasar, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Oh, lovely. So I love that you're celebrating every day. So
every day.
When you get together each day, are you doing the same sorts of things, or are there specific things you do on
each
day? No,
that's another thing we plan. You
okay.
say, if you're going to have a turkey, you do something
right.
else.
Okay.
You know, and so different. I remember one year we had an Indian Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
So we said, look, this dear in my house, we're going to have Indian food.
Yeah.
Or maybe Italian food. So we sort of take it in turns. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I remember one of my sisters-in-law made a big pot of callos. You know callos?
No.
Tribe.
Tribe. Oh, okay.
Right. But she made such a big pot that we were eating callos in August at the beach. She had to stick it in the deep freeze because she overdid it.
She did way too much. Oh, brilliant. And do you have games that you like to play?
Oh, we do lots of funny things, you know, after lunch and things like that, like karaoke and different games. I remember there was a game, I don't know who took it because we lent it to each other. It's about... what women think men are thinking, and the other way around.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Oh, it was so funny. It was so funny because you got a topic and you said, "What to the girls? What do you think the men are thinking about this?" And they would come up with the most, you know, funny ideas. And
oh,
then,
I like the sound
and
of
the
that.
Other, yeah, I don't remember the name of the game, but I think I lent it to one of the family and they kept it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun.
We used to have a lot of fun with that.
I bet the men struggled to know what the women thought of different things.
Well, everybody had different thoughts. You can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So it was a specific subject. See, I love games, so I'm trying to see if I can reinvent this game at home. So is it a particular subject that you have to
know? No, there's cards. It's like Trivial Pursuits. You've
right.
got cards, and you might have, what would you say to a lady if you want to ask her to dance, you know?
Okay.
And everybody would say, oh, I see this, I say that. And you'd be surprised the things they came out
the
with.
The different,
you know?
Answers, yeah. Oh, I love that. Not just the difference between men and women,
yes.
but I imagine the difference between ages.
Yes.
Different ages will
sure.
come up with different answers as well. Fabulous. And what traditional... Christmas, are there traditional Christmas presents and things that people have each year? Are there like with the stocking and things like that?
There are some people, particularly for the kids, you put stockings,
yeah.
you know, and you tell them, and you put shoes at the window as well. And you might get
on Christmas Day, the shoes
for Christmas Eve, yeah. And you say, and if you're a naughty boy, you'll get coal instead of a present. I'm sure you've heard that one before.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and everybody's looking forward to what you're going to get. One thing that we usually have in New Year's Eve as well is ponche. It's not a punch, it's a hot. It's like a hot toddy. My dad used to make it beautifully with egg yolks and rum and sugar.
Ah, yes, like an eggnog type
yes,
thing.
Yes, and it was lovely. You know, I used to love that. And I actually miss it.
You can make it this year.
Well, I've never tried myself. In fact, I cheated once, and I did it with avocado.
Ah, okay. Yes, I think they did do it, eggnog with avocado.
Yes, but my dad used to be real traditional. I would make it from eggs, or, you know, that, as you should be, and he was very good at it.
Yeah. Well, you should try it. Make that your mission for this Christmas. And what are the things that you're most looking forward to about this Christmas, with all the plans that you've made with your family? What are some of the things you're excited
about?
Well,
another thing we do in Christmas Eve is one of the family dresses at Father Christmas for the kids.
Okay. Is that you?
Well, I've done it a few times, yeah. But I remember once my father-in-law got dressed up, and he came to the door with the bell ringing, and my kids were saying, "That's Grandad, that's Grandad." You know, they could see through the veil that it was Grandad, not Father Christmas. You know, that's Grandad. No, it's really funny. We in Gibraltar celebrate Christmas Eve more than the Three Kings.
You know? Christmas Eve.
Yeah. But going back in time, like I said, I remember my Spanish friends didn't know who Father. They call it Papa Noel now, Papa Noel. But Christmas cards were unheard of in Spain at the time.
Yeah.
They were our tradition. You know, that's something that we always used to send to friends. But today, with internet and things like that, many things have disappeared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's progress, you see?
Yeah.
And another thing I've always defended when they say, Father Christmas doesn't exist, Well, it did exist, and I've actually seen his bones. Would you believe it?
His bones?
If you go to Italy...
Yeah.
What's the name of the place? It's in the southern Italy. There's a cathedral there. There's a big statue of St. Nicholas, who was Russian.
Yeah.
And some of his bones are in that cathedral. In Bari.
Bari,
you can go there and you see these actual bones, like a relic.
Wow.
Because he was a real character in Russia.
Yeah.
St. Nicholas. That's where we get Nicholas Claus, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
But when people say, it did exist. And I've actually seen his bones. I've been to Bari and I've seen it.
Well, there we go.
The person existed. He was a bishop in Russia, and he used to put little bags of money through windows of poor families. He used to go around at night and put them where these people didn't have to eat or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's where the Father Christmas thing comes from.
Oh, wonderful.
You see? And there's a big statue donated by Russia to Italy.
Yeah.
In Bari.
Oh, I have to go and see Father Christmas's bones. That's so your mission for this Christmas is to make the, what's it called?
The punch.
Punch?
Ponche.
Ponche. And I'm going to go and visit St. Nicholas in Italy. Oh, brilliant. Tito, thanks so much for coming in. It's been really, really great to meet you. I've heard lots of good things about you, so
you're
it's
welcome.
Lovely to meet you. I think we're going to have a song before we come up to the news. So, Tito, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome anytime, eh?